We are back in session. We are going to skip to section number 5 real quick, reports, correspondence, referrals, and other business. So, yes, Court Reporter, you're off the hook for a moment. We are going to do number 3. Board may review, discuss, and take action on requests regarding the clarification of interpretation of ARS 3222-42B pertaining to certified veterinary technician application requirements per ARS 41-1001.02. And we've got Ms. Kelsey Tomlin here, if you'd like to come forward. Thank you for being here. I promise we'll be nice. Go ahead and have a seat. Yeah, don't worry. thank you for joining us. And Ms. Frost, you are the lead, so I will let her start with any questions she may have.
So we receive, we're in receipt of your letter. It appears to me that you're petitioning the board to be eligible for your CDT, but it also says clarification. So I just want to know where you're at so I know how to maybe.
I would like to be able to take the state board test.
Okay. So you're petitioning for.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So I don't have any questions for you. I did review your letter. Obviously, the rest of the board has also reviewed that. We also are in receipt of your transcripts and your curriculum comparison, which was done very well. Not always done very well, so kudos to you. So I would make a motion to approve the petition for equivalency to be eligible to apply to take your VTNE as per our statutes.
So, thank you.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thanks. Right. See, that was easy.
Thank you.
Sometimes we have more questions than we
No, this one has done very well.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you. Good luck. Okay, so now we're back on. We are going to be in section number. Hold on, I need to get my notes in a row here. Okay, so we are on section 4 and item number 5, 2362, in regards to Lorna Landman, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on Dr. Landman's motion for rehearing and review of the board order. Let's see, for the record's sake, Dr. James is going to abstain from this because she was absent during the informal.
I'm abstaining, doctor. That's why you're accusing me.
Yeah, I think you're probably fine. Okay, so I'm going to start off reading my script here. This is the date, time, and place for the board to consider Dr. Lorna Landman's request for rehearing following the informal interview that was held on this matter on June 21st, 2023, and continued on July 19th, 2023. Okay, will Dr. Landman and her attorney, Flynn Carey, please identify yourselves for the record?
Lorna Landman.
Good afternoon, Chair Krieger, members of the board. This is Flynn Carey, counsel for Dr. Landman.
Okay, thank you. The board's legal advisor in this matter is Assistant Attorney General Mark Harris. Under AAC R311-904C, the board may grant a rehearing of the case in part or in whole, or review the decision if Dr. Landman establishes that one or more of the grounds listed in the rule materially affected her rights during the administrative proceeding. If the board grants her request for a rehearing, it will conduct the rehearing at a later date. The board on its own initiative may grant a review of its decision. If it does so, it may conduct the review at this meeting or schedule further proceedings. If the board denies her request for rehearing, she will receive a written order setting forth her legal remedies. Okay, the board has reviewed Dr. Landman's motion for the rehearing. Dr. Landman and her attorney will have 5 minutes to address the board on this matter. This is the time for legal argument related to the grounds for rehearing or review, and neither Dr. Landman nor her attorney should use this time to present new evidence or testimony to the board regarding the merits of the case. If they claim there is newly discovered material evidence, they are asked to identify each piece of evidence and why it could not have been presented at the informal interview. Once Dr. Landman or her attorney has finished making their arguments, the board members will have an opportunity to ask Dr. Landman questions. Okay.
Madam Chairman, I would make a motion that we would move to executive session.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to move into executive session for legal advice. There's no exceptions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. So we'll be back in a jiffy.